Ken, understand you are an unlimited outlaw quad racer, promoter, and owner, and even a professional stuntman. What in the heck got you interested in doing this kind of thing?
Well, you know, growing up, you know, like my mom always said, she just got used to me being in the emergency room once a year. You know, I guess I'm a little bit of an adrenaline junkie, and I was at the right place at the right time and got the right opportunity when I was 19 years old to join the Chicago Midwest stunt crew and started working on TVs and movies right off the bat at a young age.
And I understand you actually were in movies like Batman, The Dark Knight. What else have you been doing?
So I was in Batman, The Dark Knight, Stir of Echoes, Man of Steel, Superman, many in between, and then mainly what I've been working on lately is Chicago PD and Chicago Fire.
Wow. Now, obviously, I can imagine that to do that kind of work, is not only, well, like you say, taking a walk on the wild side, I guess, but also, is a lot more complicated than it looks in the movies.
It is. It is. You know, it definitely takes a good stunt coordinator, good choreography to make sure that everything looks dangerous, but actually goes extremely safe.
Yeah, that's the thing that always amazes me about movies or television or whatever. Yeah.
You know, and that's why we call it stunts, you know. In 20 years, I've only been hurt once that really put me down and out for a little while, which I don't think is too bad. So overall, I've had a pretty good career.
Absolutely. Well, now you're going to be at Hobart Arena for the ice racing event that is coming up. Tell us a little bit about this.
I tell you what, you know, it's the most. So this series has been around for 42 years. Okay. This year, some of the guys that have been around for longer than I have, 10, 12 years, you know, I've been around for 8 years. So this year is more competition than we've ever had. Coming into the last round here, it's his third championship, Jake Mattia, in the manufacturer's bike. He locked that up the last race, but between Jeremy Orr, Austin Greenland, Josh Shoup, last year's world champion, up to like fifth or sixth place, there's Blake Sevenson. There's a lot of competition going on in there for points. In the quad division, four-time world champ, really wants to get his fourth world title. But Darrell Rath has been leading the points all year and still haven't locked up that first and second place division. And all the way up to fifth place, the points are still getting shuffled around, so.
Sounds like it's going to be very exciting, and a lot of it obviously still up in the air that could very well end up being decided right there at Hobart.
Exactly, and it's very exciting going in. You know, the only place you can see this ice racing with the best, these guys are the best in the world. You know, these aren't local riders. These are riders that have ridden in the X Games, top dirt riders, AFT, AMA district riders. That are getting together for this series, and this year they're throwing it all out there, you know. And then we also do something. It's the first thing ever done on ice, done on this year, done with world championship events, is the ice limbo. If you guys have never seen the ice limbo on a motorcycle, on the dirt or the asphalt, seeing it on the ice brings it to a whole new level.
And, of course, this is going to be happening this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. up at Hobart Arena in Troy.
Yep. And we also have Ryan S., four-time Guinness Book World Champion, on his stunt bike, is going to be riding. And then we also got our pit party from 5:30 to 6:30. We want all the kids to come meet their favorite rider, pick a rider to root on for the rest of the night.
Chills, spills, and thrills that'll keep you on the edge of your seats. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today, and I'm sure it's going to be a great event for you guys out there at Hobart coming up Saturday.
Absolutely.